This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Emotional intelligence and the benefits of positive humanism. Discover how emotional intelligence enhances humanistic values and personal flourishing within a secular worldview rooted in reason and empathy. Why emotional intelligence is a game changer for humanism. Hey, so I've been thinking a lot about emotional intelligence lately, and how it connects with humanism in such a meaningful way. You know, emotional intelligence isn't just about being nice or empathetic in a fluffy sense. It's actually fundamental to how we live out humanistic values in a real, impactful way. Let me explain. When we talk about humanism, especially in its most positive form, like positive humanism, we emphasize the importance of human welfare, personal flourishing, and reason without relying on supernatural beliefs. It's a solid secular worldview that values kindness, ethics, and rational thinking. Now, emotional intelligence, or EQ, is basically our ability to recognize, understand, and manage both our own emotions and those of others. Think about it. If you want to genuinely practice humanistic values, compassion, respect, fairness, you've got to be able to connect emotionally, to read a room, and to respond thoughtfully instead of just reacting impulsively. Here's the cool part. Emotional intelligence supports applied humanistic philosophy by making it actionable. It's one thing to believe in kindness and ethical behavior, but EQ equips you with the tools to actually do those things in everyday life. It helps you build stronger relationships, resolve conflicts peacefully, and foster communities where everyone feels valued, key goals of any humanistic approach. Self-awareness, understanding your own emotions, lets you check your biases and motives, leading to more honest, authentic engagement with others. Empathy. This ability to see things from another person's perspective is the cornerstone of respect and fairness, the heart of humanistic values. Emotional regulation. Being able to manage your feelings means less reactiveness, which creates space for reasoned, compassionate responses. Social skills. Connecting with others effectively helps build communities based on shared humanistic ideals, rather than division or dogma. What's more, emotional intelligence aligns strongly with concepts in positive psychology, which is all about fostering well-being and personal growth. When combined with a secular approach that prioritizes fact-based ethics, emotional intelligence helps pave the way for meaningful personal flourishing without relying on religion or superstition. It's basically about making kindness and moral behavior practical, not just aspirational. In fact, the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD, really highlights this intersection. It explores how humanistic values can thrive through emotional awareness and rational living, helping people build better lives and communities based on reason and empathy. So if you're curious about how to integrate emotional intelligence into a secular framework that promotes the best in humanity, this book is a fantastic resource. It goes beyond theory to show how we can all take part in a positive humanism movement, one grounded in science, ethics, and real-world emotional skills. Bottom line, emotional intelligence isn't just a cool skill to have, it's essential for making humanistic values come alive. The better we get at understanding and managing emotions, our own and others, the more we can create a kinder, fairer, and more flourishing world. That's what personal flourishing looks like in the modern age, thoughtful, compassionate, and rational living that uplifts everyone. If you want to get started on this path, learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. It's a great way to see how applied humanistic philosophy and emotional intelligence fit together in a practical, secular worldview designed for the real world.